This is The Takeaway. I'm Todd Zwillick. Thanks for being with us today. President Trump is continuing his purge of federal law enforcement as Robert Mueller's special counsel investigation gets closer and closer to him. FBI Deputy Director Andrew McCabe was fired by Attorney General Jeff Sessions late Friday, just 2 days before McCabe's retirement date that would have qualified him for a pension after more than two decades of service at the FBI. President Trump goaded Andrew McCabe on Twitter, saying that McCabe knew about lies and corruption at the FBI. And Andrew McCabe responded. He released a statement calling his firing part of this administration's ongoing war on the FBI and the efforts of the special counsel investigation, which continue to this day. Now, Andrew McCabe was already shoved aside at the FBI, and his firing right before retirement had some lawmakers offering jobs over the weekend to get McCabe his pension. But what about help from Republicans? Not for Andrew McCabe himself, but for their responsibility for congressional oversight here. Over a president who's calling law enforcement of the people he perceives to be his enemies, and the attorney general who recused himself from all matters related to the 2016 campaign and the Russia investigation. Ryan Goodman is co-editor-in-chief of Just Security and a former special counsel at the Defense Department. Ryan, welcome back.
Thanks for having me.
What's been the fallout in the 2 days since this firing, in your estimation?
So I think there's two parts to the fallout. One is a big concern about the survival of the Mueller investigation. Because of the president's tweets on Saturday night and Sunday morning, he seemed to be taking as his direct target the Mueller investigation itself. And that followed on the heels of his own lawyer on Saturday morning saying that the McCabe firing gave a reason why the Mueller investigation should now be wrapped up. So I think that's one of the biggest issues. And then the second issue that's a big fallout is Jeff Sessions. So the way in which this was handled by the Justice Department is highly irregular, and some senators have already been calling for him to come before the Senate to explain what exactly went on here.
Well, let's talk about Andrew McCabe a little bit more, because his firing 2 days before his retirement to many people in Washington, Ryan, seemed especially vindictive. I think that's fair to say. McCabe has already been forced out of his job. So what do you think was motivating the move to oust him just 2 days before he earned his retirement benefits?
So it's difficult to tell, and in a certain sense, we all have to hold judgment, because the underlying investigation and the report by the Inspector General has not been made public. And in a way, we're relying on Jeff Sessions' interpretation of what the Inspector General concluded. So it's also therefore difficult to tell what the motivation is. The worst form of motivation might in fact be obstruction of justice and trying to discredit McCabe as a witness to the investigation of the president for obstruction of justice. McCabe himself, when he became the acting director of the FBI, told the senior leadership in the FBI that they all needed to be alert to the fact that they were potential witnesses for the grand jury. And the way in which he has been forced out does seem to raise the question, at the very least, if this is part of the kind of assault on those leaders of the FBI. It had been reported already that the president himself months ago had determined to target the leadership of the FBI for these purposes. So it raises that as the worst kind of motive. Another kind of motive, of course, could be vindictiveness or retribution, that he would lose his pension because he's 26 hours away from reaching the point in his service that he would have gotten his pension. And I suppose another kind of justification that I've tried to think through in terms of the strongest argument on behalf of Jeff Sessions and the way he handled it is that they wanted to make sure that McCabe left as being fired, not as having resigned because of the improper conduct. But even the improper conduct that's alleged here doesn't seem to rise to the level that you would do that to somebody who served the government at its highest levels for 21 years.
Now, the Inspector General report that everyone is expecting hasn't been released yet. There have been some leaks about it, maybe selective ones. But what do we know about what the Inspector General thinks Andrew McCabe did wrong during the 2016 campaign that might have earned him the attention of the Attorney General in the first place?
So the Inspector General is conducting a wide-ranging investigation of how the FBI handled various matters, including the Clinton email scandal. And it seems to be that part of the investigation found that McCabe had acted improperly by leaking information to the media and by, quote-unquote, lacking candor in his interviews with investigators.
Lacking candor and leaking, not about Donald Trump, but about Hillary Clinton.
That's right. So something that's very important for people to understand is that the so-called leak or the alleged leak by McCabe did not favor Hillary Clinton. It disfavored her in the race. And you can look at the late October Wall Street Journal news story that was apparently the product of the leak. And it's actually saying that McCabe wanted to go full force or fuller force in the investigation of the Clinton Foundation.
But if it's the case, of course, and it is the case that Jeff Sessions fired Andrew McCabe, Ryan, it seems like they're cutting a pretty fine line here. I mean, if Andrew McCabe was fired for his conduct during the 2016 campaign, I suppose that's one thing. But he's probably a material witness in the Mueller investigation. And I seem to remember the attorney general recusing himself from anything having to do with that investigation.
That's correct. I think that's, for me, the second part of the fallout from this investigation, which is Jeff Sessions. He entered a statement of recusal that he would be recused from anything related to the campaign. And I think what's even more important in a certain sense is what he specifically said to the Senate Judiciary Committee in his confirmation hearings in specific response to specific questions by the chair of the committee, Senator Grassley.
I believe the proper thing for me to do would be to recuse myself from any questions involving those kind of investigations that involve Secretary Clinton.
The McCabe piece of this deals with those issues. And the attorney general is supposed to remain free of any appearance of conflict of interest. The very next day, within 24 hours, both the president's lawyer and the president are saying because of the McCabe firing, the Russia investigation should be drawn to a close. That draws the connection directly to the space in which Jeff Sessions should have not been in, because that means that he was directly in the space that's dealing with the Russia investigation. So that's a huge part of the fallout in a certain sense, because the public should be able to be rest assured that there were no impure motives on the part of the attorney general. But right now we're dealing with a political storm about the fact that the McCabe firing is being connected to the Russia investigation.
Ryan Goodman, thanks so much for coming back.
Thank you.
Ryan Goodman is co-editor-in-chief of Just Security and a former special counsel at the Defense Department.